Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pastor Corey Brooks, the founder of the New Beginnings Church and Project Hood, is a frequent guest on this show. He's in our studio this morning. Pastor, hey, welcome.
Hey, John. Glad to be here today. Thank you for having me on the show. As always, it's a pleasure.
It's not always a pleasure. I mean, too often I call you when there's some concern about safety in the community.
Yeah.
You're always eloquent and very specific about your thoughts on that, and I think that's why you've been a great guest for us. I think it's also why you've been a great leader in the community. You have done everything you can to make your neighborhood as safe as you can.
Absolutely. I work very hard to make sure that Project Hood has programs and resources that help people so that they can change the trajectory of their lives, especially those young men who are dealing in gangs and likely to be shooters or be shot. We really want to give them opportunities and advancement.
Your family, you live there, you work there, you've got four kids. I don't know that they're all there because one's off to college at least, right?
Yeah, one's off to college.
Yeah,
the other three are there, and you know, we love the neighborhood. We want the neighborhood to be the very best that it could be. In 2012, the Chicago Sun-Times said it was the most dangerous neighborhood in all of Chicago, O Block. And we took that personal and said, hey, we're going to do something about it. And so ever since that time, we've been working really, really, really hard to change that narrative.
And for a very long time, you've been trying to get a community center.
Yes.
Talk about that.
So we've been trying to get this community center up ever since I went on the roof of the motel and bought it and purchased and tore it down. We've been working really, really hard. But, you know, it's hard to raise money. It's tough to, especially for a community center in a place that's needed. So it's been a trying situation.
What's the address of this?
6620 South King Drive, and right across the street is where we're building the center.
So you just gave us the address of your church.
Yes.
The center would be right across the
street. Yes, 6615.
You own that property?
Yeah, we own that property. That's where the motel used to be. And we bought it and tore it down and been working ever since to build this community center.
How much is that going to cost?
Upward of $30 million. And every day that we wait, the price keeps going up.
Yeah, so, wasn't that the first time we talked about
it? Yeah, it wasn't. Absolutely. It was like around about the $25 million figure. And that's when we first started some 10 years ago, those first numbers.
How much money do you have?
We have about $7 million allocated already between pledges and commitments. So we still have a long way to go.
What are you going to do about that?
So I'm going back on the roof. I mean, if it worked the first time, let's try it again. So I'm going back on the roof, but this time I'm going to go for 100 days. And this time I'm not going to go by myself. I'm going to get some guests every day, some corporate figures, some CEOs and presidents of companies from around the city of Chicago to come and join us and help us out. I need all the help. So I'm putting together an A-team, John. The A-team, which you are in, by the way. For all the listeners, John Williams is included on the A-team.
Yeah, I'm going up Monday night. I'm spending the night Monday night on the roof.
You have to come by and blow the horn.
Motel downtown Inglewood.
Downtown Inglewood.
My wife said, excuse me, what? Which is probably the same reaction, I don't know. Ken Grau is here, the CEO of Uptake, the data analytics company. So are you one of the crazy people that's also going to do this?
I am, John.
That was a yes, right?
Yes, that is a yes.
Yeah. I want you to tell us who you are, why you're here with him, and what we're going to be doing up on the roof. You're doing one night?
I'm doing one night, actually tomorrow night to kick it off.
Oh, so you're one of the first...
The guinea pigs.
I didn't say that. Pastor Corey Brooks, our friend, the founder of the New Beginnings Church and Project Hood, is in our studio. He's brought a friend with him, Kane Grau, who is the CEO of Uptake. Tell us what your business is again.
Yeah, we're a SaaS software company, and we help large manufacturing plants, oil and gas, transportation companies essentially monitor their assets. And we predict failure before that asset actually fails. So,
how do you know Corey Brooks?
I was very fortunate to meet Corey sort of by accident at one of his charities. So a very good friend of mine and a board member of Project Hood. And at the golf outing that I was attending, it had rained that day. And Corey was kind enough and gracious enough to come by everybody's table, introduce himself. I talked to him for about 10 minutes, and I said, this is the most amazing story I've heard. Would you be willing to come to Uptake and tell the company a lot more about what you're doing?
The most amazing story I ever heard. You mean his ambition for a community center, or just what he's doing in Englewood?
What he did over that course of 94 days and what he was planning to do in the future.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because we'll get to you in just a second, Pastor.
Time,
you,
go
just,
right ahead.
You just sit there and be quiet. I remember the first time I encountered Corey Brooks myself. I was diving south on the Stevenson. And maybe I was going west on the Eisenhowers, heading home, and I don't know which highway I was taking, but I was listening to the radio, and there was a story about something in the Englewood community, and I don't know if it was good or bad, but I heard Corey speak, and I thought, what a great voice. What a warm, friendly, dedicated voice. I just cut through the speaker. I said, I got to call this guy. The next day, I had my producer call him, and shortly thereafter, he was on the radio and has been a regular guest ever since, sometimes for good reasons, sometimes for sad reasons. But I have just so respected his commitment. And, Kane, if you're like me, you get a little frustrated that the best intentions aren't enough. You know, you got to get some dollars, and you got to get some commitment from the community to make that community a safer place.
Absolutely. And what I love most about the pastor is the entrepreneurial sort of attitude. And it was never really about money. He said, I need you actually to help me launch the CEO Challenge and be on the rooftop with me. And the byproduct, obviously, is funding and helping get money for the community center. But you'd be amazed at the number of people that just said, I am so supportive of what you're doing. I would like to donate, but more because of what we're doing and how we're doing it with Project Hood.
And it's like I feel about the Salvation Army and organizations like his, too. I 100% support what they're doing, but I'm not going to do it. I need I need somebody else in that community. I don't know if I could, but I know what I can do.
Right.
And that's I can write a check, or I can get my friends to write a check, or I can do something to be part of this, Corey. Right.
Or you can stay on the roof. Yeah, so you can support.
So here's the stunt then. And how does that help, Corey? What's being on the roof going to do?
So one, it brings attention and awareness to the violence that we're dealing with and the poverty every single day. I think a lot of times living in Chicago that we can become desensitized. And so sometimes you need to draw people's attention back to it. So having individuals who have influence, who run companies, who work in high places, having them involved only helps to our narrative at spreading the story.
Drop some names. Who else is going to join you on the roof?
So we're really excited because at the end, Brad Keywell, who was the founder of Groupon and also is the chairman of Uptake, he's going to kick it. He's going to close us out. So that's the closing event. We also have the CEO of Related Management, which is one of the big firms here.
You got any politicians coming?
We do have some politicians. Right now, we have all the Republican candidates that are running for governor and who have promised to come and stay.
Gosh, so, why would they want the publicity this time of year?
But the issue is out to Governor Pritzker, too. So we put out an invitation, you know, because we don't want it to be political. We're about bringing attention to the issues. And this time, I'm not going to be political. I just want to bring the issues up. And so Governor Pritzker is definitely invited.
You get JB, you're going to have excellent toilets. I can promise you that. I didn't say that. We're trying to be helpful here. So the other candidates, though, that are running said they're going to, you know, they say they're going to be there. Call me when they're there.
So Jesse Sullivan is supposed to come tomorrow.
Who is?
Jesse Sullivan is supposed to come tomorrow. And Darren Bailey and Gary Rabine, all three of them.
Well, the three of the people that want to be governor in the next term are billionaires. So there's no reason that they just themselves, you don't have a Daddy Warbucks. You don't have somebody that just says, I'll fix this, huh? It's going to be smaller pledges.
It's going to be smaller pledges. People all across Chicago, like we did the last time, people who are fully committed. But, of course, we're hoping to get some big pledges and some individuals who really feel their heart toward what we're doing, and they'll go ahead and commit. But we're going to grind it out as much as possible for 100 days.
You know, I cut you off, Corey, when you were talking. Pastor Corey Brooks is here, the founder and pastor at New Beginnings Church, and also Kane Grau from Uptake. He's the CEO there. I was asking you who is going to be on the roof. You're going to do this 100-day stunt starting tomorrow night.
Starting tomorrow.
For 100 tomorrow days, night. You're going to sleep and live. You're not coming down?
Yeah, not coming down.
On the roof of the building across the street where you're trying to erect a community center and the a too often troubled Englewood neighborhood. I always say Englewood neighborhood. Is that how you describe it, or is
it
hyphenated?
I describe it as Englewood, Woodlawn.
Woodlawn, mostly.
Woodlawn.
It's more Woodlawn.
Yeah.
So who else is going to be up there?
So we got Kurt and Don Bernacki. Kurt is the CEO of Related Management, and Don Bernacki is the president. Andy, who is the president and CEO of Sterling Bay, which is one of the larger firms. So
you have the president of Sterling Bay.
The president of Sterling Bay. Andy, shouts out to you. Thank you for committing.
How did you get these people to say yes?
Well, once we got their number, we just said, hey, this is what we're doing. And I really got to be honest, I owe Kane a lot of credit, more so than he's probably willing to take. But the fact that when you get one CEO who wants to do it and is excited about it doing it, it helps to influence others.
Wow.
So I owe a lot of credit to him and his participation. So a lot of people have been joining on and coming on board, and it's just getting larger and larger and larger, which is what we hope for. A lot of momentum. And of course, again, we have John Williams. That makes all the difference.
Monday's my night up there. So, Kane, you're going to tell me how the food is, right?
Absolutely.
What the toilet facilities are like. I mean,
it's going to be tough.
Are we going to use a porta potty? Is that
porta potty? You know, we wouldn't have it any other way.
No,
you know, everyone was saying you should get the big porta potty up there, but no, we gotta grind it out.
Well, the CEOs gotta grind it out.
Yeah, they gotta grind it out on the toilet.
Talk to me about the food. What are we gonna eat up there? Do you know?
I don't know. I was a little bit selfish, so I went to REI and got us a grill and some prepackaged food. So I'll make sure it's good for you on Monday.
Well, I wonder if the Portillo's people who just went public for about $600 million are listening.
Wow.
Or Malnati's. I mean, can we get some? Are we going to get some food delivered?
Hey, that would be awesome to have some of the food restaurants from around the city to allow us to order and deliver food. That would be great for some of our, especially for some of our guests. That would be awesome.
Well, guest schmess. I mean, for whoever's up there. So, hey, I don't know if the LEYE people are listening, but let us entertain you. Portillo's, Malnati's. Think of some of the big groups in Chicago who could easily benefit from the publicity they would get on the radio if they said, hey, I'm going to underwrite a week's worth of food. Or if we had 10 of you, say, take 10 days each, and then we'd have the 100 days.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So can we get some hot pizzas delivered every day from Malnati's? Malnati's, that's a shout out. Portillo's, that's a shout out. Let us entertain you. Oh, man, that's a shout out. Those are all good grocery places. Where else do you like to eat? I'll shout out. So we'll
Chicago
more.
Cut would be good.
Oh, Chicago Cut.
I'm sorry, but I mean, how many people
Ocean Prime would be good.
How many people are going to be up there on any given night? 10?
So,
5?
Tomorrow night is a big night. We have 4 guests that are going to be there. So,
and then you.
And me. So there'll be 5 of us there tomorrow
night. But that's it, 5?
5.
Okay, well then 5... Chicago Cut has 5 steaks. I actually know the people who are married to the wife of a friend of mine. So that's my 6 degrees of separation for Chicago Cut. They should come through. But never mind all of that. So what do you need from our listeners?
Well, we would love for you to participate by helping us to build this center. You can go to projecthood.org, projecthood.org, HOOD.org, projecthood, and you can give a donation. Or you can volunteer tomorrow. We're feeding 5,000 families. So before we go on the roof at 3:30, we're going to feed 5,000 families, giving out turkeys and the trimming. So it's going to be a big, big, big day. So come out and volunteer or just give. And the least that you can probably do for us is just really say a prayer that we get through this 100 days.
And don't pray for snow.
Definitely don't pray for snow.
Or rain. And by the way, one more shout out to Kane Grau and the people at Uptake, because this does not happen unless people like that not only get involved, but get their friends to get involved.
Absolutely.
And that's sometimes a tough call. So, Kane, I'm so glad you are part of this.
Thank you so much.
And Mike Paulson. Mike Paulson for introducing me to Kane. So he's on our board. I want to give him a big shout out, too.
Okay. The website one last time is?
Projecthood.org. Projecthood.org.
I'll wave to you if you're in the Woodlawn neighborhood Monday night, and they're going up this weekend for 100 days.
Yeah, everybody should come by and blow the horn on Monday night at John Williams. All of his listeners should come by.
While I'm trying to sleep, because I'm staying overnight, right?
You're staying overnight.
You're going to drive me back the next day for
show. We're going to drive you back for the show.
Okay, buddy.
I won't drive you back, but somebody will.
Kane, it's nice to meet you.
Hey, too. Nice meeting you, John.